time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
We're good. What's going on, man?
I'm kind of a video game junkie.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you're playing, you like to kind of do some extra stuff. My favorite thing is Tom Clancy, Wildlands. And, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. I like to do a lot of upgrades and buy skins and weapons and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of last month, man, my credit card bill was like $3,000.
Was that all stuff on you bought for video games?
Yes.
There wasn't like any other expense. You didn't like go buy a Louis Vuitton bag for somebody or?
Man, I got some gas one time. That was it.
Oh, my God.
All Xbox video game upgrades.
You spent $3,000 on video games last month.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's a lot.
Is that a typical month for you, or is that an extreme expenditure?
Oh, heck no, man. It was just like I got crazy. I was like, didn't have a whole lot of work last month, you know, because I'm a contractor kind of guy. So I was just spending a lot of time at home. And every other day, maybe 2-3 hours, you know, 3-4 hours on the weekend, whatever, you know, I just kept buying and buying. And I wasn't thinking. It was only like, you know, maybe $19.99 each time or something.
Right, yeah, that's how they get you.
$10 or something. Yeah.
Only? What is in that game that's so expensive?
No, well, what you do is you buy like coin. I don't know what it is in the Tom Clancy, whatever it is you're doing. But like you buy coins. What is it?
It's mostly guns.
Yeah, he's buying like guns, but like digital guns. He's basically buying nothing is what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's wild, dude. I've never heard of that much money being spent on a video game in a month.
I shocked myself.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Jeez.
Well, do you have the money?
No.
Yeah, because I don't think you can return that stuff either. I think there's like a...
Because it's not real.
No. Right? Yeah, I'd like to return my fake gun, please. Huh. Well, listen, man, you're not playing video games right now, are you?
No, brother. I put the box away.
Yeah, I would say definitely take a break. Wow, that is crazy, Anonymous. Well, listen, wow. That's, you know, that is, I don't know what to tell you. That's a lot of money on video games.
That's intense, yeah.
How old are you, by the way, man?
I'm some kind of program, 30.
You're 30, okay. Well, yeah, that's it, wow. All right, man, well, listen, best of luck to you.
I don't know. They're going to have to put me on some kind of program or something because I can't pay that.
Yeah, no, I know. Too bad we're not giving away any money currently.
Sorry.
Hey, listen, later, maybe you can win some Sam Smith tickets. That might make you feel better, okay?
Okay, man, thanks.
All right, yeah. 833-685-9595. Do people do that? Has anyone else spent thousands of dollars on video games? 833-685-9595. Anonymous called us up to admit that he spent $3,000 last month on video games. You know, you're playing video games and you want a new gun or you want a new skin or something like that, so you throw down some cash, and next thing you know, you get your credit card bill and it's $3,000.
Jeez.
833, it's not funny. It wouldn't be funny if it happened to me, but luckily it doesn't. 833-685-9595. Nicole, what'd you want to say about Anonymous spending $3,000 last month on Xbox games?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but my boyfriend literally spends thousands of dollars a month on video games.
Oh, it's God.
Your boyfriend does it too?
Yeah, it's like a problem. Like, I knew that he was obsessed before we got together, but I didn't know how insane it was. Like, he buys, like, outfits to, like, dress up his characters. Or it's just, like, weird stuff. And I've, like, talked to him about it. And he's like, oh, no, babe, like, this is totally, like, normal. A lot of people do this. And I'm like, no, they don't. He always has to buy the newest game as soon as it comes out. And they're usually $50 or $60.
Yeah.
Then if any kind of new console comes out, he has to buy it.
Yeah.
He just bought the Nintendo Switch, which is a few $100s.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even consult me about this. We lived together. He didn't even consult me about this.
Wait.
Right?
You can buy clothes for your characters in video games?
Dude, yeah.
What?
Well, that's what the other guy was saying. It's called a, they call it a skin because that's cooler than saying an outfit.
Oh, my God.
But
what?
It's true, yeah.
You can... guess it's been a minute since I've played a video game.
My son's big into Fortnite.
I don't play video games, so I don't, like, know. But, like, I see the stuff that he buys, and it's just, like, bizarre because this is the same guy who refuses to go to the dentist to pay for his, like, because his copay is $10 to get cleaning. But when it comes to these, like, bizarre video games, it's
God.
He's got a second mortgage on it.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's insane.
No, my son, like, when he got, you know, straight A's or whatever, we used to give him $20. Now he just wants, like, V-Bucks, which are the things you can use on the video game to buy, like,
clothes
and things. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a new economy, Megan.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. I mean, like he gets maybe $20 every quarter. Mm. He doesn't get like thousands of dollars. Wow. So do you think this is a problem, Nicole? Is it something you can deal with?
I mean, no, I definitely think that it's something that puts a strain on our relationship.
Right. Like you guys can pay the rent and stuff,
for,
right?
Like a house.
Yeah.
And it's hard when it's like he spends his money on like just like clothes for his like to dress up his avatars, like new games and stuff. It's like, really? Do you really need this?
No, that's an interesting point. All right.
Oh my God.
Well, listen. Hey, listen. Best of luck. Maybe he could just buy you like a new house on the video game, like a little digital house.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Yeah. But that's
no thanks.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
833-685-9595. So apparently this is a thing. Anonymous called up and said, I spent $3,000 last month on video games and upgrades and skins and guns and things like that. 833-685-9595. Apparently he's not the only one. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Hey, Danielle. How much did you spend on video games?
You know what? It wasn't actually me. It was my mother. She didn't realize that she was spending real money.
Your stepmother didn't realize she was playing video games and didn't realize she was spending real money.
Yeah, she was playing like those Facebook games and she would buy like, you know, like the fake diamond things. To,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Make you go further in.
Right. How much did she end up spending?
About $6,000.
Oh, my God.
$6,000?
Yes, before my father saw it on the credit card and was like, what is this?
What did he do?
Well, I he screamed through the roof, but
yeah,
I think he was on the phone for weeks trying to get some of that money back.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, I think they gave him some. I think maybe a couple $100, but nothing.
Oh my God.
That's
but like
crazy.
Don't you have to physically put in your credit card? So the same thing with these video games, like you have to put in your credit card, right?
Yeah, you put it in the first time, but then every time it's like
well, right. I know that, but I'm saying like you know that it's going to cost you money.
Right.
That, you know what? Like a normal person would
probably But not your stepmom. Hey, thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate it. It's like, remember Kim Kardashian's video game?
You had to like pay to get to the next
thing. It was free
thing.
To download, but then you bought stuff to get there. And she made $80 million. And that was just her. The video game company probably made $120 million.
Oh, I know it. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when you're doing that, it said, would you like to make this in-app purchase?
Evidently, like, some people don't know that, Megan. Hey, Philip, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, Philip. How much did you spend on video games?
So my estimated amount total right now is about $11,000.
Oh, my God.
Come on. And over what period of time?
It's been about 3.5 years.
So in the last 3.5 years, you believe you've spent $10,000 on video games?
Yes. Actually, for me, it's mobile games.
It's mobile games.
Oh, wow. So do you just run it up on a credit card and you just worry about it later, or?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And what kind of stuff are you buying for? Like, what'd you get for your 10 grand? Is it?
So I play a game called Thunder Sword.
Called Thunder Sword.
It's like, you buy like monsters and characters.
Uh-huh.
And so there's over right now 1,300 monsters in the game. And so you have to buy scrolls to summon these monsters.
You got so you buy
monsters. I thought you were saying lobsters. I was like, what?
Megan was like, yum, I spend money on lobsters. So you buy the scrolls to summon the monsters. How many monsters do you have?
So I have about 12 different accounts.
Oh, you have different accounts. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So kind of like what the other guy said, it's not but like a $20 or $30 purchase.
Yeah.
But when you make that 12 times on each account, you know, it adds up really fast.
It absolutely does. What are do you do this game professionally or is this just a hobby?
It's just a hobby for me. There is a big, like, I guess, professional side, especially
but,
on YouTube.
Right, but since it's like you can't deduct this from your taxes is what I'm getting at. This is just...
I wish.
I wish you could
too,
man.
Yeah, jeez.
So, wow, 10,000. All right. Well, listen, do you enjoy it? Do you feel it's money well spent?
Yes. It's pretty much been my entertainment for the last 3 years.
For the last 3 years. All right. Cool.
My mom is like super mad at me though. She's like, "Why would you waste money on a video game?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
do
I
you
guess
still
we all have our things that we blow money on.
Do you still live with your mom?
I do.
Yeah, that's why she's mad at you.
Yeah.
She's like, that's why she's like, you can take that $10,000 and rent yourself an apartment.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, man. Oh, what?
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, no. Or you know what? You buy a scroll and just summon yourself an apartment.
Oh, my God.
833-685-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.